89.3 The Current. It's Thursday morning. Marianne Combs from Minnesota Public Radio News is here for the Weekend Arts Roundup. Good morning, Marianne.
Good morning.
All right, what's going on this weekend?
Oh, we got hot new stuff going on for this hot summer weather. We've got Flamenco on Fire at the Kohl Center for the Performing Arts in downtown Minneapolis. Susanna De Palma's company, Zorongo Flamenco, is performing, and they're doing some contemporary choreography inspired by Goya. And then there's some more traditional stuff in the second half featuring international dancers and musicians from Spain, gypsy flamenco guitar master, a flamenco singer, and it's just really going to be a lovely evening of just sort of taking you to Spain and its cultural heights.
I can just hear the music in my head as you're describing
it.
Yes.
And the rhythms are just amazing. So that's Zorongo Flamenco, and that's going to be this Friday and Saturday at the Kohl Center. It should be some exciting time.
Okay.
Flamenco on Fire.
Sounds cool.
And then we have this new Arab American Theater Works. This is this new collective of Minnesota-based Arab American theater artists who've put together this summer festival of shows. These are one-person shows that they've each put together, talking about personal stories and other experiences. Road to the City of Apples, In Algeria, They Know My Name, A Clown in Exile. These are three shows that they will be performing at the Mixed Blood Theater in Minneapolis through July 12th. It opens on Friday. I love it that we've gotten to the point where we have a critical mass of Arab American theater artists that they're coming out and putting together a festival of works, new works for the Twin Cities theater scene.
Yeah.
So very, very cool. And then finally, last but certainly not least, Twin Cities Jazz Festival is this weekend.
Yes, it is.
Starting today, we have all sorts of stuff going on in Lower Town St. Paul. I love how it sort of brings all these places to life, whether it's Mears Park or Rice Park, or, you know, there are going to be events over at Bedlam, Lower Town. We have the Amsterdam Bar and Hall, all these places bringing together free music.
That's
lots
right.
Of free jazz.
That's a good reminder, by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, yeah. So just a very cool collaboration. And it's a great opportunity, I think, to introduce people to jazz who are like, oh, I don't know, you know, I don't know that much about jazz.
Well, you know, they always get a great blend of having a lot of local people who are like at the top of the game locally, and then big names nationally as well. I was just looking at the thing. Chris Potter, Dave Holland, Lionel Lukey, and Eric Harland are playing. I think Chris Potter and Dave Holland are like two of the best guys working in jazz right now.
Wow.
The fact that they pull these folks in for events that are free.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a really big deal.
Yeah. So kudos to St. Paul. It's going to be a fabulous show Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Well, yeah, today, and speaking tomorrow, of free shows, there's a pretty big one at CHS Field where the Saints play.
Yeah.
Hello, Dr. John.
Yeah.
That's a big deal. That one is a little different than the rest of them because you have to reserve your tickets even though it is free.
Whereas to reserve your free ticket. Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Good to know.
Yeah, but still, an amazing bunch of stuff going on. I just think it's going to be a fabulous weekend all around. So,
all right, we've got dance, we've got theater, we've got a free jazz festival, all this going on and more, of course, across the Twin Cities. But you can check out what Marianne has talked about today. Just go on over to thecurrent.org. Marianne Combs, Minnesota Public Radio News. She joins us Thursday mornings for the Weekend Arts Roundup. Thanks, Marianne.
Have a great weekend.